Welcome to the Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion.
Bad fun. How bad game experiences can be fun. If you're a very competitive player, then winning is all that counts. Depending on how ruthless you are, you will push for victory at all cost, as long as it is within the rules. Even if you're less cruel, you will do what you can do to win. Either way, ending a game in first place feels good. It not only proves that you played well, but that you're a better player than the other people around the table. Yet I often find that not winning, or even doing badly in the game, can be fun, and here's why. Generally speaking, being thrashed by other players is usually not a very positive experience. You want to have a good chance of winning. So if things don't go your way, it's frustrating and demotivating. It gets worse when you make obvious mistakes but notice them too late. It's these things that aren't fun. They make you not want to play a game ever again. However, that's not what I want to talk about in this article. I want to focus on those moments in the game that are exciting and memorable, even if they ultimately negatively affect your game or cost you your victory. One of my favorite moments in the game is when another player executes an amazing turn. There you are, miles in the lead. There are a handful more turns left in the game, and there's no way anyone else has any chance of catching up, let alone overtaking you. Victory is rightfully yours. That is, until another player pulls off the impossible. I don't know if you've ever come across it yourself, but there are games where you can create amazing combos. In my game group, there's one person who is known for their ability to chain actions together and snatch a victory from right under your nose. Only the other evening, he accomplished what seemed like the impossible. We were playing a three-player game of Tapestry, and one of us had already finished with a reasonable score. I was about two turns away from finishing myself and had a comfortable lead. I was quietly confident that I could win, and as many of you will know, I don't usually win games. So you can imagine my excitement to have this elusive victory in my grasp. My friend then made a mistake which cost him a good chunk of points. At that moment I thought I was definitely going to win. It was practically a certainty now. Of course, it was not to be. My friend was cursing themselves for making such a stupid mistake, yet they pulled off an amazing combination of actions to win by 1 point. I was horrified, but also so very impressed by what they had achieved. I was sad that I didn't win, but I also recognized the amazing feat that my friend had achieved. It turned what could have been an awful moment for me into one of awe and respect. If you look at the situation from my friend's perspective, you will have a journey of going from a bad experience to a good one. They were behind for a good chunk of the game, then made a silly mistake and fell even further behind. It didn't look good, and I reckon my friend was getting annoyed with themselves. Yet, they persevered, and not only caught up, but turned their fortunes around and won. Their journey will have gone from being hopeful early in the game to eventually feeling frustrated and maybe a little cross with themselves, until finally the situation changed, and their skillful chaining of actions gave them victory. So even though the negative experience of the game most certainly felt bad and wasn't fun, their ultimate success must have felt extra sweet. The bad experience made the good experience especially meaningful. I know it's not quite what I explained at the beginning of this article, however I think it's related. It's a good reminder to all of us not to give up and try and turn things around. Generally speaking though, losing against a worthy opponent doesn't feel as bad as losing due to pure chance. I mean, you might as well flip a coin. Saying that though, there are games where randomness plays a big role, but they can still create memorable moments even when the luck is against you. I don't know if you've ever played Mintin Mini Skullduggery, but if you haven't, then I suggest you get yourself this wonderfully simple, yet effective, mini Mintin game of dice rolling fun. On your turn, you literally just roll dice. There are three of them. At the beginning of each game, you randomly choose a number from 1 to 6 that is your target number. If any of the three dice show that target number, you get a certain number of points, represented by pretty little skull beads. The more dice show the target number, the more points you get. The problem is, you want to have exactly 15 skulls to win. If you go over, you bust. It's a really simple game, and even though there are certain things you can do as a player to prevent an opponent from winning, they are pretty limited, and ultimately you're at the mercy of how the dice roll. Yet this simple setup creates a lot of excitement. As you get closer to the target of 15 points, the excitement ratchets up. You don't want to go over and bust. Of course, as is the case in luck games, you inevitably end up gaining too many skulls and losing it all. It's technically an awful moment, because you're pretty much lost now. But the excitement leading up to it really cancels out any bad feelings. And all of that happens within 50 minutes. What a rollercoaster ride. So, how do you deal with mistakes or losing in games? Have you had any memorable, terrible moments in a game? Maybe you're not very competitive and don't much care about winning. Even so, you may have experienced a frustrating situation in a game. How did you deal with it? As always, please share thoughts and experiences on the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog Topic Discussion podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars, or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role Patron Sean Newman, Magic Champion John Risley, Castle Guards David Miller and James Naylor, Dice Masters Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay, and Shining Lights Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.